Erevin Perkei Mishnah Zayin 5-7, and now we return to our main topic of Erevei Tchumen. This Mishnah is very fundamental. It sets forth two basic principles about how Erev Tchumen work. The first is, I'm going to say it outside first, before I read the words inside, because the words don't exactly say what they necessarily mean, or the implications thereof aren't exactly what you might think. So the basic principle is that a person can set up his makom shvisa, his home for Shabbos, using an Erev Tchumen, meaning he can put food out. But it has to be that as Shabbos comes in, he is in the same place as Erev Tchumen. That means to say that he and his Erev Tchumen, the food, are within 2,000 amos one of the other. If, hypothetically, he'd be beyond the 2,000 amos distance from where his food is or would be, so then that Erev Tchumen is not effective. And therefore, his Makom Shvisa, his home for Shabbos, reverts back to what would be normal, meaning if he is still within 2,000 amos of his home, then it'll be his home and the area around his home. And if his home is in a city, of course, it'd be the whole city plus 2,000 amos in all directions beyond the city. And in fact, if he's not within 2,000 amos of his home either, then he's just stuck to the 2,000 amos wherever he happens to be. So therefore, the Mishnah says inside, Mishahaya B'mizrach, if a person were in the eastern part of, like, to the east of his town, v'amar levano, and he says to his son, or really to any shaliach, arev li b'marav, make an erev for me in the west, meaning to the west of the city, meaning on Shabbos, I want to walk further west than the 2,000 amos, which I'd normally be allowed if my makom shvisa was just my regular home inside the town. Or B'marav, or if a person were in the western side of Amr Levano, and he said to his son, Arev li b'mizrach, prepare for me a Erev Tchumen to the east, meaning I want to walk to the east for the normal on Shabbos. So then simply, im yesh himenu leveisol alpaim amos, assuming he's within 2,000 amos of his regular home, ula eruvo yoser mikan, and if there's more than 2,000 amos distance between him and the food that would be setting up his purported Erev Tchumen, so then the Erev Tchumen is not effective, which means he reverts back to ignoring that, and therefore since he's within 2,000 amos of his home becomes his de facto Makom Shvisa, and he gets the normal 2,000 amos around his home, or the city in which the home is, and therefore the rule says in the Mishnah, Mutal Aveso, he's permitted to go to his home, and the 2,000 amos around there, Va'asle Eruvo, and his Erev, the food, is totally forbidden to him, meaning it's inaccessible to him, and the setting up of that Erev is Erev Tchumen is ineffective. It's just nothing, since he wasn't in the same zone as it. On the flip side, Le'eruvo alpaim ama, if he were within 2,000 amos now of the food that his son or his shaliach put out for him, Ulevesa yoser makan, and his house is at a distance of more than 2,000 amos, which in fact is not really so relevant, as I'll explain in a second. Asher Le'eso mutzala Eruvo, so then he may not go to his home, instead he may go to his Erev. Now the point of this line of the Mishnah is his setting up of the Erev Tchumen is effective, and therefore his Tchum for Shabbos is defined as 2,000 amos in all directions from the food that he put out. His house is not relevant per se, meaning if his house happens to be within 2,000 amos of the picnic basket, he could go to the house on Shabbos, and if not, not. The way the Mishnah structures it, so it should be exactly parallel to the previous case, we're saying that his house is beyond 2,000 amos. So that being the case, it's going to work out then, it's going to happen to work out, that his Eruv will define the center of his Tchumen, and that'll be the domain where he can stay. And his house happens to be forbidden to him because it's beyond 2,000 amos from, not where he's standing now, but from where the picnic basket is. Let me read the words again just to see it inside. It says, Le'eruv alpaim ama, if he's within 2,000 amos of his food that he's setting aside to establish his Erev Tchumen as Shabbos comes in, Ulevesa Yoser Merkan, and the house happens to be 2,000 amos further from the food, Asa Leveso, then he can't go to his house, Umutale Eruvo, but of course he can go to where his Erev is in the 2,000 amos around there. Now, new case in the Mishnah. Very important case. The principle here is very simple, which is, really it's twofold, but they're both straightforward enough. The first is that a person is given 2,000 amos beyond the border of his city, as we established in the beginning of the perek. We said that you are like a bear, you sort of make a pregnant city, if you will. So I mean, the definition of the border of your town is where all the houses are, including other things which could constitute legitimate residencies. We talked about like turrets over bridges and even collapsed homes and so on, as long as someone could live there. And we're talking about things that are within 70 and two-thirds almost of the rest of the city or the next closest domicile. So then it's all those residencies and potential residencies will be included in the definition of the city. You'll circumscribe a rectangle around all of those residencies, and then you'll give 2,000 amos beyond that. So essentially you've got like the town proper. Let's pretend that has walls around it just to keep things simple. You have the walled city. And then you actually have beyond the walls, you have the iburoshal ear, like the pregnant extra lump that goes around the city, which is where there are other residencies close by to the walls of the city, let's say you're within 70 and two-thirds amos. So, and then you get 2,000 amos beyond that. So, that being the case, if a person set up his erev tchum and his food to set up his makom shvisa anywhere within the walls of the city, or even within the iburoshal ear, even if he puts it in like those other residencies just outside the walls that are within 70 and two-thirds amos, so he actually gains nothing, right? Because everyone who's resident anywhere in the city or those residencies or within that rectangle circumscribed around all of those residencies, they all have the exact same tchum for Shabbos, 2,000 amos in all four directions from the rectangle that circumscribes all of those homes. So you'd actually achieve nothing by putting a picnic basket as your area of tchum in anywhere within the initial rectangle, in the Iburoshal area, anywhere. And that's what the Mishnah says. It says, Hanosen es eruvo be ibura shel ir. If a person puts his erev tchumen, meaning his food, be ibura shel ir, in the extension of the city, meaning one of those homes or even the area between the homes, let's say the walls, if there's walls, and even those the bridges and the watchtowers, etc., lo asav lo chlum, he hasn't achieved anything because he has the exact same tchum as before, as he would have in his own home residence anywhere in the city. He gets 2,000 amos in all four directions from the rectangle that circumscribes all of those structures. Now, the second part of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah here, makes the point that when you set up an Erev Tchumen, you're never going to be able to increase the distance that you're walking. It's always going to be 2,000 amos in all directions, At most, all you're doing is you're just redefining the center of that rectangle. So if you're shifting the center of your makom shvisa, your home base for Shabbos, for argument's sake, 1,000 amos to the east, all that means you'll get an extra 1,000 amos of walking distance to the east that you would have had before, but it'll always come at an expense of at least 1,000 amos of walking distance to the west. So you're not actually gaining total area you could walk, it's just simply shifting where you could walk based on re-identifying where the center of that square of your Erev Tchumen is. So that's what it says here. Nasno chutz l'tchum, if you put your Erev Tchumen beyond the Tchum. Now the word Tchum here is not to be taken literally. Tchum here means not the full 2,000 amos distance beyond the city, but rather it means beyond the Tchum. Word Tchum here is referring to that the rectangle that circumscribes all the residencies of your town. If you put it beyond there, afilo ama achas, even one ama. So in contrast to the previous line of the Mishnah, where you were gaining nothing, now you're definitely gaining something because you're extending your tchum in that direction. But mashaniskar, whatever you're gaining in that direction, humafsid, you're losing in the other direction. Okay, you're just shifting the rectangle over. Now the truth is, you actually could be losing a lot more than you're gaining in total area. Because you'll recall, if your city, for argument's sake, is a mile across, so your tchum was 2,000 amos to the east, 2,000 amos to the west, plus a mile in the middle, because you get the whole city. If you put your Erev Tchumen beyond the confines of the city, so that rectangle, so now all of a sudden you just get 2,000 amos to the east and the west of your picnic basket, which means you've lost a whole mile of walking distance. Keep that in mind. Lahalach lamaisa, just so you should know, in the event that the entire town is included within one's tchum on Shabbos, so the tchum of 2,000 amos in all directions, but let's say the town is only like whatever it is, 500 amos across, a small little village. So in doing the calculations, the whole width, that 500 amos of the village, they only are counted toward as if they were 4 amos across. So in other words, you'll deduct 4 amos, and you're left with essentially, instead of getting 2,000 amos total, you'll get 2,000 amos total, not counting for the village, other than just 4 amos. So in other words, you get kind of like 1996 amos in the direction of the village, plus the whole width of the village.